Welcome to It's Possible with your host, Dan Hain. It's Possible is brought to you each week by dhmissions.com. We want to help you partner with God and watch your impossibilities become possibilities.
But if you're in the presence of God and you're looking at things the way He looks at them with an eternal perspective, all of a sudden, all things become possible, and there's nothing that can hold you back. Welcome to It's Possible. Let's pray right now. Father, thank you for doing miraculous things in the lives of every listener. We open up our eyes, ears, and our hearts so that we can receive encouragement and faith from you today. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take a quick look at Hebrews 1:14, where it talks about the ministry of angels. It says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?" That's talking about you and me here. And the cool thing is you don't have to be saved yet to qualify for angelic ministry to happen in your life. You know, it's really amazing what God can do, and He really does operate from a superior realm to the realm that we live in here on the earth. The story I'm going to tell you today is about how God supernaturally protected a personal friend of mine. God also sent an angel to rescue him as well. You don't want to miss this one. I'll tell the story of this amazing miracle in about 90 seconds.
You're listening to It's Possible with Dan Hain. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Hain. I want to tell you about my book, Keys to Your Future, Going Beyond the Veil to Discover Purpose. Has your life become a meaningless, repetitive routine? Uncovering God's plan can pull you out of that dull, recurring cycle that's leading nowhere and leaving little or no impact. Let Keys to Your Future launch you into an amazing journey that God has planned for you. Keys to Your Future will help you identify and unlock your purpose, overcome obstacles to walking in your destiny, and much more. Keys to Your Future comes in softcover, hardback, and ebook formats. This book is available from all book retailers in the U.S. and most other countries. You can also order Keys to Your Future from Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. For details, visit our website at dhmissions.com. Keys to Your Future. Get your copy today.
Let's go back to It's Possible with Dan Hain.
Welcome back to It's Possible. I can't wait to tell you this story today. It involves a personal friend of mine from back in Columbus, Ohio, and this story happened in the late 1980s. Now, my friend and his wife operated a business of repairing people's cars at this time, and this story happened at their house. Now, they lived in the city of Columbus at this time, and their house was on a small city lot, and it had a garage that sat near the back property line, and this garage opened up to an alley. Now, my friend was working on a car in this garage, and he had the back end of the car jacked up, both wheels were taken off, and he was laying under the rear axle. Now, for those of you that are familiar with working on cars, this was a rear-wheel drive car, so this back axle had a large circular pumpkin-shaped thing in the middle of it, and he was laying underneath it. Now, as my friend was laying under the center of the rear axle, the unthinkable happened. The car slipped off of the jacks, and the weight of the car fell on my friend's chest. Now, my friend's wife was standing at the rear of the car when this happened, and she began to go into immediate warfare for his life. She took authority over the spirit of death, and she was praying things and making declarations similar to this. She was saying, "No, devil, you will not take my husband. You spirit of death, I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus has given us the victory and has spelled defeat for you. Now take your hands off my husband. Take your hands off of him right now. And she was doing this at the top of her lungs. Well, the neighbor across the alley heard this commotion going on, and he ran to the garage as quickly as he could, and he saw my friend pinned under the back end of the car. Well, he was able to slip a floor jack under the car, and he began to jack the car up into the air. Now, as the car began to lift off of my friend, he felt some arms go underneath him and pick him up and carry him through the air, and they set him down on his feet in the alley. And he was standing there totally amazed. Through this whole process, he said this amazing spirit of peace was all over him. And he began to check himself out and found that there was no pain coming from his chest at all. There were no marks on his skin. There were no cuts. There were no broken bones. There were no internal injuries. God had supernaturally protected him through this whole scenario. Well, my friend and the neighbor decided to set the car back down on the ground to see how far his chest had been compressed. And they were amazed to find that his chest was compressed to less than 1 inch in height while that car sat on his chest. This is truly an amazing demonstration of the miraculous power of God protecting my friend. And it's also a demonstration of angelic intervention and protection. Glory to God. What an amazing miracle. Let me give you a little more background about my friend and his wife. At the time this event happened, they'd been passionately following Jesus for several years, and they were right in the middle of God's plan for their lives. Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called, and listen to this part, according to His purpose. So this passage is telling us that if we're walking in God's purpose for our life, then He'll make everything work out concerning that. Nothing will be able to stop us, not even a car falling on top of us. Now, Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12 tells us, "For He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways." And verse 12 goes on to say, "In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone." Now, verse 12 is what happened with my friend. Angels lifted him up from under that car and set him up on his feet in the middle of that alley. Now, if God has placed something in your heart and it looks impossible to you right now, I want to tell you, don't give up. It's worth it to hang in there. This story that I told you today tells you that if you're walking in God's plan for your life and it's not your time, it's simply just not your time. God will protect you until your job here on the earth is finished. Always remember that it's not over until it's over. In God's kingdom, you're going to win if you don't give up. So go ahead and ask Jesus to be Lord of your life right now. It's really worth it to serve God. He's put a lot of things in place for you, and remember that He did it all just for you. Well, we're going to have to bring this broadcast to a close. So coming up next is our comment line where you can call in and talk to us live. The number to call is 214-556-6239. Don't go anywhere. We'll be going to our comment line right after this.
Thank you for listening to It's Possible. This broadcast is supported and brought to you by listeners just like you. If you would like to partner with us, please visit our website at dhmissions.com, where you can also find many helpful resources. Let us know how this program has encouraged you. Dan's email address is dan@dhmissions.com. See you next time, and remember, with God, it's possible.